time now for How You Built That. And today, we're checking back on a story that ran about a year ago, but started in 2016, right outside of Boston, with Kate Westervelt.
Waddling around Target.
Waddling around Target because she'd just been released from the hospital where she'd given birth to a 9.5-pound baby boy. So Kate was sore, and she had stitches, and she wasn't really up for a Target run. Now, the thing you should know about Kate is that she's kind of a planner, so she'd already fully stocked her nursery with everything she thought the baby would need, diapers and wipes and clothing, but she didn't really give much thought to the things that she might need after her baby was born.
The nurses walked in with things like mesh underwear and these ginormous pads.
Plus ice packs and a squeeze bottle to help keep her stitches clean, all stuff she needed for her recovery, but stuff Kate didn't have at home. So on the way home from the hospital, while her husband and new baby waited in the car, she went shopping and she felt kind of clueless.
I got a bunch of different breastfeeding aids, you know, organic pads, synthetic pads, whatever I could get my hands on, because I was just desperate and in dire need of any help and all help, and I knew I wouldn't be able to get to the store again in the next couple days.
Kate left the store totally overwhelmed, but she also left with an idea.
We live in a convenience economy. We get razors delivered, groceries delivered, everything is delivered. How are we not providing this convenience for new moms who need it the most?
And as soon as she got back in the car, Kate thought,
I'm gonna go build this thing.
She meant a box filled with products a new mom would need, a box delivered right to her door. She kept thinking about this idea during her leave. So after she went back to her 9-to-5 job, Kate decided to start working on it at night.
I would order various products, and then I would test them all.
Maternity pads, creams, protein bars, herbal supplements. Kate tried more than 400 products over the course of a year. And eventually, she settled on a set of 10 items to go into her first boxes. And the one product her test moms really liked, an ice pack.
At the hospital, they give you just bags of ice and they sort of stick them in your underwear and say good luck.
So Kate found the perfect ice pack, sized and shaped, so new moms could walk around. But there were some women who told her, you know, this ice pack is great, but
I ended up with a C-section, and what I really needed was a heating pad to place on my belly or some sort of oil for my scar and my incision line.
So Kate decided, hey, maybe I should curate a C-section recovery box. She went on to put up a website and build a social media following on Facebook and Instagram.
60% of moms mom source across the internet. And so moms started to talk about this box.
And in January of 2018, nearly 2 years after her frustrating Target run, Kate sold her first box. It was designed to look just like a present.
It's pink and glossy, and we sort of thought, you know, let's put a handle on this box because it makes it feel like a special arrival, like a special trunk filled with self-care items.
In her first year, Kate actually sold almost 500 boxes, all assembled and packed in a room above her garage. Since we last spoke to her, Kate hit six figures in revenue and is out of debt. Not only that, but she's now on contract with some pretty big companies to send her box as a gift to their employees. Kind of like a congratulations for becoming a new parent, but much more useful than flowers or a card. Kate Westervelt's business is called Mom Box, and if you want to find out more about it or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.